Jersey. Man, I haven't been on in Trenton, New Jersey for a long time. So that's what's going to... I need another
one.
So
does that mean you're on now, or...
Now, you know what it means? I was looking for something that was a verbalized pause. Hi to the people listening to 1450 KMMS. I just was eating all those brownies.
Another one, huh?
Yes. Hi to the folks listening on KHNU in Hilo, Hawaii.
Ooh, aloha.
You know they carry our program 12 hours a day?
Oh, my gosh, really?
Wow.
Just
they
over
carry
and over again?
All the 6 hours, the live first 6 hours, and they play it over again to be in morning drive to replace America's morning snooze. So, and I'm happy to be there talking about what's going on in the world.
The lines
are
great. They're relaxed.
Yes, they are. I want to. It's time for another trip to Hawaii.
Oh yeah.
I was trying to get.
Let's go.
Kenny's ready. All right, maybe we'll arrange that as a listener benefit after I dig myself out of a few problems this fall. Maybe we'll do it this winter, Kenny. How's that for a deal? 888-302-3684 always connects you with us, Jennifer Horn, and Kenny. Richie is under the weather because of his treatment. Roberta, I think, is going to be back hopefully soon because I want to get back to the Chief, the Queen of Cheap Report. Chef Louis DeAngelis with us later in the hour with his recipe of the week and some discussions about food. For example, there's a story today at DougStephan.com about a Chicago restaurant that is stirring up some controversy over their latest creation. We will talk about the creation, talk about how you make it, and whether or not it is going to be something you'll be intrigued with. It may be something you'll find heretical. Heretical? What is it if you're a heretic?
Blasphemous.
Then it could be blasphemous, too. But if you're a heretic, aren't you heretical?
Sure.
You could be. Why if not? You're a theorist, you're a
radical.
Theoretical. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're a radical, you're a radical. Rad. All right, enough of that. Some of the other things that are going on here as we continue to focus on what's going on around the world. Russia has agreed to the UN demand for Syria to stop blocking humanitarian aid to Syrian civilians. The people running Syria are so stupid that they look this in the eye. This is a way to help. If you want to look good in the public's eye around the world, wouldn't you think you'd have as much help coming in to help the people who have been displaced? But no, they were too stupid for that until the Russians said, hey, smarten up and take all of these things that are coming and make yourself.
When did the Russians become like the...
The good guys.
The moderators of the world.
Mr. Putin is trying dramatically to upstage Mr. Obama, even though he's 2 feet shorter, I think he's a racist. I think he just doesn't like Obama because he's black. There's a
really?
Lot of that. Oh, there's a lot of that in Russia. You didn't know that? Russia is a very racist society. What's the matter with you, Stern? Come in here. Come on. All right, Paul Stern, ladies and gentlemen, sit in front of the microphone. You won't be able to hear anything because you've done such a terrible job engineering the studio that nobody can hear.
Well, no, I find this conversation a little bit problematic.
How's that, Paul?
Well, you're dealing with controversial issues.
No, we're not supposed to deal with controversy. This is a good day
talking
show.
About stuff that could perhaps maybe somebody...
Right, so the last time you got calls about something we said on the program was what?
I have gotten calls.
What did you get
about your program?
What? So tell us what the calls are. We're on 6 different channels at CRN Digital here, right?
Made a comment about there couldn't be, an upscale mall in Kenya.
No, it's true. I said that. Yes.
Well, and that upset some people because they just assumed that you were kind of inferring that the...
Because they think I'm a racist because the malls are lousy in Kenya?
Well, no.
What do they know? Did you ask them in return what they knew about the malls in Kenya?
They told me.
Right. You what? They've been there?
They've seen them? Doug, I finally...
You apologized for something that I said?
I apologized on your behalf.
Jennifer, can you take Paul out to the woodshed and tell him not to apologize for things that...
Yes, there's a water tower above the station.
There's a water tower up there. Take him up to the... Take Stern up to the water tower. Perfect. All right, what are the complaints you get about this program? Come on, fess up. Let's go. Paul's in charge of operations at the CRN Digital Networks. Come on, I want to know what other problems you're getting from carrying this program.
We don't get a lot of complaints. I'm just saying from time to time.
But you inferred that you were getting a lot of complaints to me. When I came in here, you said there were getting a lot of complaints about this.
No, there had been, I guess, several complaints, particularly about the comment about their camp.
There aren't good malls. You might find some in Cairo, and you might find some in a couple of cities in what do you call it on the other side? When my mind just left. What's the country in northeastern? I'm sorry, northwestern Africa.
Sangala.
No, Sangala. It begins with a, what is Morocco. Morocco? What's the matter with me? There are five really big cities in Morocco.
I think the point being that maybe you didn't clarify yourself well enough to the point where the caller
I had talked
got
about
the idea that you knew something about perhaps maybe.
I got a lot of emails about this too. Some woman sent me an email, as a matter of fact, that I read on the air that said that I was really all kinds of bad because I had made reference to having been. I went to along the Horn of Africa. I was in Eritrea. I was in Kenya.
That's my African cousin, the Horn of Africa.
Right. There's Ethiopia, Eritrea, Kenya, and let's see, what's next to that? There's used to be Rhodesia. I forget what the country is now. But those countries, you start on the eastern side of Africa, right where the Horn, you know, where the Horn's no relation to the Horn family, of course, but the Horn of Africa, and you come around, and there are some pretty backward countries there.
Well, that's another comment that's going to cause some problems.
But it's true. What am I supposed to say? That's a wonderful place, a horrible place.
In comparison to what?
Here.
Here. Thank you.
Anyway.
Yes, Rich. I'm glad to hear that you're there.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here for you.
Are you going to approach this from my point of view or somebody else's?
I would just think that since Kenya gets a lot of tourists who go on safari,
yeah,
that there would be
an upscale,
some kind of upscale.
Well, but upscale is defined for them. It's upscale. For us, it is not upscale. That was the point I was making. It is not an upscale. There's not a needless markup. There's not a Bloomingdale's.
Here's what you need to learn.
Do you know that for a fact?
Yeah, I've been there,
Paul. Here's what you need to learn.
Paul doesn't have headphones on.
Yeah, okay. Because he doesn't have the studio engineers.
Here's Paul. Tell Paul. And this is going to be fun having
I'm
you.
I'm going to relate what Richie is saying to you,
okay.
Paul. Yeah, go ahead.
People always misunderstand you. Isn't that right, Doug?
Understand me? People
they just
don't
hear
me.
What you really mean.
They do
mean.
Not hear what I really am saying or mean. That's right.
Yeah,
Richie,
exactly.
Thank you.
And that's what you have to tell them,
I
Paul.
Have to tell people right away, you may hear something that you don't understand. Call for clarification. 888-302-36. So next time this happens, Paul.
Ask for Michael. He likes it.
Yeah, ask for Mike. When you call, ask for Michael or for Rich.
Right.
No, I think the clarification is that in addition to being a great talk show host,
thank you.
Doug Stefan is also an expert on design of a mall.
Kenyan
a
mall.
Mall design.
Or, listen to that.
Yeah, or design of a radio studio like this one.
Nice headphones.
All right, what else? You got any other complaints?
No,
McFadden's here now. McFadden loves to complain about what
no
I do.
No more complaints. No
okay.
more complaints.
Until when? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
I get them every day. I just get tired of passing them on.
Really? Is that it?
Yeah, on the filter.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I will say that Paul was upset about the shopping mall. He did bring it to my attention.
I know he did.
He
wouldn't have said something to me. He was, yeah.
Let me see if I can find the most recent one.
Yeah, let's see if we can replay some of that.
Why are we doing this?
Let's replay.
He's had a hard day. My gosh.
I've had a hard week.
He's had a hard week.
What's the matter with you?
What I originally thought was going to happen on the farm has been rescinded, and so I'm
no.
in a bit of a jam, yeah. Anyway, that's a story for another day. Meanwhile, I'm talking about Addis Ababa, which is in Ethiopia. You knew that, Paul,
bless
right?
You.
Okay.
Here's an email about debating you on whether your philosophy that the furloughed employees will get double pay.
Really? People are upset about what I said about furloughed employees? What is it to be upset
disagrees.
About? They ought not to be. Well, she can disagree all she wants. That's what
here's,
this conversation's about.
Here's one
disagree.
That just says, here's one that just says, hey, I think it's time to throw out the anchors, Richie, on Doug. You know what I mean.
What does that mean? I think that's cryptic.
Anchors away, my boy.
Then she replies.
She thinks I've gone off the deep end.
I shouldn't even have said anything. He sometimes just makes my brow furrow.
Really?
Yeah.
But you know what? I get her to think.
Yes, you do.
And that's really the idea here. Whether what I say is right or wrong, or whether it's true or false,
I've set up
the idea is to get people to think.
I've set up a whole inbox. For yeah,
complaints
for just funny things when people are like Doug.
Ugh. Well, that's what we have more and more stations. I got that station in Trenton. The guy in Hawaii is going to carry us for 12 hours a day. It gives more people a chance to listen.
Congress thinking over a 4-day work week. You know how Doug embellishes stories.
What? Congress was thinking about a four-day work week. There were plenty of discussions about that.
I call
on the
bull,
floor.
She says
she can call bull all she wants to. Bull, you love it when you love catching me, Richie. Here's what happens behind the scenes, folks. When McFadden is in the studio, the control room at our originating network is Radio America in Washington. That's where Richie is. And so when I'm doing off on a spiel, he goes to Snopes or Wikipedia or someplace where he hopes he can find something to embarrass me or say, hey, Doug, you're wrong. You know, Kenny knows that I'm wrong. He never says anything.
Right.
He doesn't bring it to my attention.
Here's
my
job.
Your job is to make me look good.
Many of the people out there listening also know you're wrong.
So what?
He's a good employee.
He is a good employee.
Yes, boss.
Yeah, right. That's right. Roberta and Kenny are the perfect, the ideal employees, because they always say, yes, boss. Whereas Jennifer is always after me. Richie loves it when I make a mistake or tell
I love it when I make a mistake.
Yes, no, you do.
I'm the guy
it.
That has to go behind you and clean up your poop.
It. So call Stern.
And make it
then.
So people don't leave
call
the show
Stern.
With the wrong information.
Call Stern. If you got a problem, just call Stern. Let him give him some ammunition.
This inbox that I have, I'm just going to forward to Stern's email box.
And now all the complaints go to Stern.
He's that's our complaint it. Department
perfect.
On the Doug's Have a Good
yeah.
Day
that's
show.
That's right, yeah.
That'd be fun.
Stop complaining and enjoy what you're getting here. It's much better product than what you had before. Those of you who are snoozing to the news, it's just a much better way of you, and that's very biased from my point of view.
Yeah.
And this is, by the way, the end
agreed.
Of the 25th year this week. End of the 25th year of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Start 26th year next week. So anything different? We'll have to wait and see. 19 after on Good Day.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood. New bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo. New laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm-hmm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's two-day fall favorite sale Friday and Saturday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Ooh-ha, good pop music time. Better as we listen more to CCR, number one during this week in 1970.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing.
By the great, great pop rock bands of the era, I think. Creedence Clearwater Revival. Man, did they have it. They had it. Late 60s to mid-70s, they just had it.
They were kind of a mess.
Well, the people in the band were a mess, but the music was great. They were all coked out, drugged out. Notice that the people are usually the best. People that are coked out, drugged up all the time create some of the best music.
Wow.
Aye, aye, aye.
Brings out their creativity, man.
So that's
the Fogarty Brothers. I mean, it's just a sad story.
It was a sad story, but they were a great. Both of them were great. Anyway, CCR were the Fogartys, looking out my back door, number one in the charts during this week in 1970. Another tune that's come to my attention that I'd forgotten all of. I haven't heard this for a long, long time. And not to get too inside, but we have little musical interludes sometimes. They call them bumps or rejoins or whatever that Richie and his gang create at the network studios. And so they generally try to take a riff or they'll tie a riff together from a pop song that has good instrumental quality to it. And so this, from 10 years after, is a fantastic, not good, but great.
Fantastic?
Fantastic. What a great word that is. I'd love to change the world.
When it gets into the guitar here.
Yeah, the guitar
is a little... Now, 60 seconds.
Well, it's got it builds up though. Is it
crescendo?
Crank it does. And you'll start now.
Population keeps on bleeding. Nation bleeding. Still more bleeding.
It just keeps going. That's what's so good about it.
Life is funny. Skies are sunny. Bees make money.
Money. No, no, not me.
No. Kenny, is this their? This was their only really big hit, I think, wasn't it? 10 years after?
I think so. Right. I can't think of another one.
I can't either. No, but it's really good stuff. Early '70s, from 10 years after. Okay, so a couple of musical tidbits here that'll help you remember some good parts in your life, hopefully. 26 after the hour. There's a lot of controversy about the Call of Duty. The game makers who have created Call of Duty under the scrutiny of the Red Cross. Normally, I don't pay much attention to the Red Cross, but this is a war crimes, basically a war crimes game. And
it's a war game.
Yeah, but the people at Red Cross want these people to create virtual consequences for the crimes committed by the people playing the game. Here's Ivan Butchka, who's the creative director of the people who are doing these games.
When we were first approached by ICRC with the offer to consult on international humanitarian law, my first thought was, wow, we'll learn something new we could put into game. We'll make it more authentic.
We don't want to try to hide reality. We don't want to superficially prevent players from doing something. So it's possible, for example, accidentally hit civilian targets or friendly troopers. So there's no way around it. If you're in a conflict, it just may happen. So, but what we realized is some players just went to the game, took the gun and just fired at everything that moved. So we felt like this is just not right. And we introduced a simple yet very intuitive mechanism that if you do this and there are any friendly troops around you, they will attack yourself.
And that...
That wasn't on the game. That was on another training video, and now they're trying to work it into the game.
Yeah. All right, 20 and half the hour. Thanks for the clarification, Rishi.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction, brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or Friction. Additive packages are key in synthetic oil quality. Fact. Of a quart of synthetic oil, 15 to 25% is its total additive package, including anti-wear agents, detergents, dispersants, and antioxidants. An oil's additive package does the heavy lifting, and ultimately its lubrication factor, friction and heat reduction, and a ability to rev up performance are measures of an additive package's quality. Royal Purple's proprietary Centrolec technology was developed over years of rigorous testing and real-world use. Fact is, Royal Purple solved a vibration problem with the China Star 125-mile-per-hour bullet train. When choosing oil for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple high-performance motor oil. Visit RoyalPurple.com for all the Royal Purple advantages, then pick up Royal Purple today at Pep Boys.
Sure, money can buy a lot of things, but if you're looking for the best radiator stop leak money can buy, grab Barsleek's liquid aluminum cooling system stop leak. Liquid aluminum is scientifically formulated to seal coolant leaks that can cause most overheating problems and is guaranteed to safely and easily seal radiator leaks in cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, and RVs. For all the reasons to trust Barsleek's liquid aluminum, go to Barsleek's.com. That's Barsleek's.com.
If I had a nickel for every child who needs a hand.
If I had a dime
for every big dream.
For every day to get out and play.
For every kiss to make it better.
If I had a penny.
Just a penny.
From you and millions of other Rite Aid shoppers.
To round up for kids' debts.
Just imagine the change.
Your change could make.
Learn how to round up your Rite Aid purchases to the nearest dollar.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler. Jennifer Horn is here. We almost are back to full complement. Next week, Roberta will be back, so that'll make it cool. Meanwhile, a lot of things are going on in the world. We have Chef Louis DeAngelis joining us in a few minutes. Stick around for his recipe of the week and another discussion or two or three about relevant food issues and what's going on in the restaurants around the country. Meanwhile, patients, according to a study out this week, Richie, this will mean something to you, although you haven't been in intensive care. You don't have to do that for your treatment for cancer. You're sort of a day patient, right?
Right, outpatient.
Yeah, outpatient. I was in the hospital for a week when they were first trying to figure it out, but it wasn't intensive care, no.
Right. So 80%, according to this overview of what's going on in our nation's hospitals, 80% of patients who have long stays in an intensive care unit show cognitive problems within a year or more. If you spend a week or a month in a, or whatever amount of time, intensive care, what it does is affect your ability to think because of whatever they're doing, often to stabilize you, whatever drugs there are. Many of them are not tested as thoroughly as you might think. They may relieve the problems, the pressures, or the danger of death, but when you look at the overall big picture, it's the first time this has been done, apparently. It doesn't look good for people. Imagine 80% of people who are in intensive care for any length of time suffer some serious cognitive problems. But what do you do? What's the choice? Die or have cognitive problems?
Right.
I mean, that's really what you boil it down to. Those are your choices. You want to die, you'll have no cognitive problems whatsoever if you're dead. I think that speaks probably for itself, doesn't it? Have to go any further with that. All right, Obamacare. I don't call it, I don't even refer to it as the Affordable Health Care Act. I call it the health care, I guess it's the health care bill. Let's see here. Susan wanted to make sure that I had gotten the American Medical Association weighing in on Obamacare or Obama's health care package or the new health care system. This lady says, according to the AMA, allergists are in favor of scratching it. The dermatologists advising not to make any rash moves. The gastroenterologist said sort of a gut feeling about this. But the neurologist thought the administration had a lot of nerve. Meanwhile, obstetricians felt certain everyone was laboring under a misconception, while the ophthalmologist considered the idea short-sighted. Pathologists yelled, "Over my dead body," while pediatricians said, "Oh, grow up." The psychiatrist thought the whole idea was madness, while the radiologist could see right through it. Surgeons decided to wash their hands of the whole thing, and the internist claimed that it would indeed be a bitter pill to swallow. Plastic surgeons opined that the healthcare proposal wouldn't put a whole new face on the matter. Podiatrists thought it was a step forward, but the urologists were pissed off, and the whole idea was a gas. The cardiologist didn't have the heart to say no. In the end, the proctologist went out having the entire decision up the blank holes in Washington. The official word from the American Medical Association. And you heard it here first on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Issue time. Ready? Not
Bring
issue.
It.
Issue. 22 minutes before the hour.
I love issues.
I would like to know. Normally, when I'm in my own studio at home, I can move the microphone around because I move my position. I'm not sitting in the same place. But here, everything in the studio, Richie, is...
Doesn't that sound like a guitar?
Yeah.
It basically is. It's the vibration from the springs. So.
All right. So, I was listening to a discussion with a couple of my female friends.
Mm-hmm.
The question was whether or not it's okay for one of these ladies to ask her longtime boyfriend to marry her. He's not asking her. She wants to ask him.
I would say no.
Put yourself in that position, Jennifer. Thank you. You're in a dating situation. You've been going with a guy for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you've maybe talked about getting married. And he's not talking about it. He's talking about it with you, but he's not suggesting, okay, let's see if we can make this permanent.
Right.
Do you go to him and say, will you marry me? And by the way, how does the whole thing go back
like
to...
How does it work?
Why is it always up to the men to ask the women to get married?
It comes from the women's perspective, it's, you better be putting a ring on my finger or else.
Yeah, I've heard of some women who have asked men to marry them, but I think because by nature men are kind of like the hunter and gatherer type.
Really? Yeah.
I think that it would not be a successful union if the woman ask the man to marry him. Now, what I think you could do is say, hey, where are we going? And seriously set up some guidelines saying, you know, if I don't feel like we're going to go in the direction of marriage, it's something I want. And if we don't go into that direction in the next 6 months, I'm probably going to have to get out of here. I think you can do that.
I know somebody who did that. And they're, I don't know, they're pushing 50 and they've been dating for a long time. And she just wanted to know that they were in the long-term committed relationship. She doesn't ever care whether they actually go through with the process, but she just wanted to know. She wanted him to pop the question, give the ring, so that she could just say, okay, we're done.
All right.
We're not
here's,
in this
Here's what I want to know. But I want to get... Richie's basically the gorilla here. So if you've been dating Janet for a couple of years, right? Almost 2 years before you married her?
Yes.
Okay. So if you hadn't been asking, would she have asked you? And if she had, what would you have said? Or did you discuss it and say,
she would not
let's
have
get married.
Asked me.
She would not have asked you.
And
would you have lost her then if you didn't ask her?
If it went long enough, I imagine that she would have moved on to something else.
Really? Did she tell you that?
We had a very interesting relationship in that we started out as kind of like, okay, we're going on dates. And then we realized that we're just really nothing alike.
Right.
So we just kind of dated just because, you know, I liked her, she liked me.
Was it friends with benefits or not?
Yeah, after a while, yeah. But then,
listen to you.
Well, I don't know. Whether that's what it was.
Yeah, but we were nothing alike. She's a Latina. She likes Latina music and just culture and the whole thing. But the longer we stuck around with each other, the more we realized we were exactly alike.
Uh-huh.
And our morals and our values and our interests. And even though we were so different, we were really exactly alike.
Well,
when we realized we belonged together.
Anybody who saw you walking down the street, although both of your posteriors are about the same size, she has a beautiful...
Oh, my gosh. All right, you're making me uncomfortable.
Oh, she's a beautiful, attractive woman. That's not a bad statement. I love.
No, and I appreciate that. Okay, yeah, but
I've told you that before.
That would infer that her butt was as big as mine, and she would deck you for that.
Would she?
Yeah.
But the inference is that it was.
She weighs 135 pounds.
I weigh 100 pounds.
I'm about 80 pounds more than she is.
But there's something about seeing the two of you. I remember watching.
She's a Latina with curves.
That's the point. So why is that? Why does that bother anybody? Why does that statement bother anybody? It shouldn't bother anybody. I'm making him a compliment.
When you talk about my
wife. Listen to everybody. Kenny yelling and Jennifer yelling. Come on. Yeah.
Well, you don't comment about another man's wife's rear end.
You do.
Of course
you do.
I don't.
But you don't do it like you did it.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're lucky I know that you're just naive and kind of dumb about these things. Because otherwise you'd be laying on the ground.
Okay. So long reach from where you are.
I'd have Paul swing the mic arm and Paul's busy taking care of you.
He's taking your complaints.
You have to know how to tell a brother that his wife is hot.
Just be like, hey, man, your wife's
hot. How many times have I told you that I thought Janet was hot?
And you always do it wrong. Well, you always do it in the, I'd love to.
Yeah, you go creepy on it.
Yeah.
No, I've never said that. Then I know you'd pop me. I've said that you were lucky. No, that's not fair.
It does get
that is not fair.
Absolutely comes across that way.
You
may not think it does.
No.
We just had this conversation a little while ago.
You and I?
You tell listeners that they're upset with you only because they don't understand what you're trying to really say.
That's it, right. Okay.
Well, same thing here.
Don't ever tell my wife she's not rear-ended.
Michael will have to be proposed to. Because he won't ask anybody.
Right.
Yeah. Well, the girls that he talks to don't know how to speak English.
That's right.
Much right. He's taking Chinese lessons as we speak.
Korean or Japanese or Vietnamese,
any
Cambodian.
Proposals on the internet this morning?
Yeah.
No. Still working on it.
Chef Louis, I propose we spend some time with Chef Louis.
Oh, you should see what he's got for us today.
Got some hot stuff today. Now, see, I'm talking about his hot stuff. Is that not appropriate?
So you are going to tell your friend not to ask her man to marry him, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I am. That's the end of that conversation, especially after what I just said to Rich. Whew. All right. Moving on.
Pop you.
Because you love me. I love your wife. I love... Anyway, nothing. Yeah, come on.
Stop.
Let's go. Chef Louis is next here on Good Day.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's two-day fall favorite sale Friday and Saturday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed. Based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis, with Benadryl allergy 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
All right, time now at 16 before the hour for our weekly visit from the chef himself. Chef Louis DeAngelis is the Good Day Chef. He's actually a fixer, goes around to lots of restaurants in the southeastern part of the country, especially works over their menu, the restaurant itself. He's a very good fixer, and when he travels around, he finds these great recipes that we love to share with you at Chef Louis' box, right-hand side of the homepage at DougStefan.com. Before we get today's recipe, let's talk about this restaurant in Chicago, Louis, that has created a new burger. The controversy isn't necessarily about the burger itself, but the context in which it is made. It is made with red wine sauce and topped with a communion wafer with the obvious intention of getting people to take. There are not enough people coming to church to do communion, so apparently this, you go to this restaurant, you can take communion and have a hamburger at the same time. What do you think of that?
It almost sounds heavenly. I mean, if you really want to look at it in that sense. But, you know, it's not the first time restaurants have used different churches to, you know, as either a mockery or something to make, you know, to make, you know, a recipe. There's been a lot of that over the years.
I know that.
If you go back 30, 40 years ago, you know, lamb, you know, was touted as a biblical dish, and they used to call it that. You know,
really?
They would try and play on it. Yeah. You know, have your lamb feast now. You know, enjoy your Paschal lamb early for Easter this year, and that kind of stuff. And there's always a little bit of play on words with that in business.
So, is there? Now, think about it. There is food that's traditional in various religions with various holidays. We always think about ham at Christmas for whatever the reason. I don't know why. But that flies in the face because the original Christians were Jewish and they wouldn't touch ham.
Right.
So is this an up yours of the original? You got to wonder what that's all about. Why? How did the ham
to really make
start?
It separate? I think.
Yeah, really to separate the Jews from the Christians. Okay.
Turn Hanukkah from Christmas to make it a really different affair. That's what I've always believed. Anyway,
but so Jennifer,
it's nothing new in the food industry.
You're Catholic too, right?
Yes.
So, I'm a Catholic.
All right, that's
Catholic.
What I said, Jennifer.
Chef Louis
so if
Catholic.
You if you went to church and the priest served you a hamburger,
yes.
At communion with it was made in red wine sauce and had a communion wafer, what would you think?
I'd say score.
Where's
but
the
that
fries?
Would never happen because it's a little disrespectful, I think, to serve a hamburger in red wine sauce
really?
With a wafer on it.
I bet
you
there's some progressive priest somewhere who will try to pull that off. What do you
think? I think that may not go over well.
You think not? That's an interesting idea, though. All right, Louis, what's
Francis
our
on the phone?
It'd be your typical potluck dinner.
Yeah, there you go.
In the
church
hall.
Yes, right. All right, so Louis, you have your recipe posted in the Chef Louis Box home page. Mm-hmm. I just told everybody where it's right-hand side home page. What is the recipe this week?
Well, in honor of October, you'll be getting a lot of squash recipes, and this first one is pumpkin bread. But this bread, if you follow the recipe, it's not going to come out like it's going to come out more bread-like than it does cake-like. And the reason why is a little trick that I learned, and I love doing this. Jennifer, Kenny, you probably tried this yourself. Take a slice of that pumpkin bread and put it in the toaster just like it was a slice of sandwich bread. And when it comes out, give it a nice, nice coating of cream cheese. But don't stop there, okay? Take some of the spice out of your spice rack that says pumpkin pie spice. It's all spice, cinnamon, nutmeg, clove, all mixed together. And you sprinkle that over the cream cheese on your pumpkin bread slice, and it's fantastic. And once you start learning to use some of your spices, you know, like we use cinnamon sugar on toast a lot of times, so why not use some of your other spice blends? And once you start using them, I just think that you'll never stop. You know, I've taken the pumpkin bread with cream cheese and put Asian fire spice on it.
Mm.
And what a spin that does. I mean, it just gives it a flavor. And it makes it a little star on your plate. It really does. So that's what I'd like people to try this week.
All right. So in terms of being on a scale of 1 to 10, difficult, not difficult to make, where does this fit?
It's a simple recipe. It has a few... I'm usually a 3 to 5 ingredient guy, and this one has about a dozen ingredients, but they're all minor ingredients. You know, you're talking about baking soda, baking powder, nutmeg, oil, water, some sugar, some flour, and then of course the pumpkin. It's not involved. It's just a few little items in there and your eggs. But once you put it together, moisten your flour in this liquid mix. You know, always start with your liquid, add your dry mix to it. Put it in an oven, you know, a 350 oven at 65 minutes or so, 60 minutes, and boom, there it is. You've got a loaf that is just unbelievably delicious.
Sounds excellent. You can find chronologically, collectively, all of Louis' recipes for breakfast, lunch, dinner, main course, salads, desserts. It really is a potpourri of great eating. Check it out, DougStephan.com, Louis' box right-hand side of the homepage at DougStephan.com. ¶¶
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
What happened and why? The investigation into a bizarre incident continues. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The number one issue in Washington, D.C. has been the partial government shutdown and political stalemate. At least, that was the focus of attention until yesterday afternoon when something happened. A Connecticut mother who, with her one-year-old daughter also in the car, attempted to ram a security barricade at the White House. That led to a chase on the streets of the nation's capital that ended at the U.S. Capitol building, where the woman, later identified as 34-year-old Miriam Carey, was shot and killed by Capitol Police. The baby in the car is said to be uninjured and remains in protective custody. This is what it sounded like as police first fired at Carey's car as she spun away from the barricade at the White House. And later, witnesses such as Justin Herman heard the gunshots around the Capitol building.
I hear boom, 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 boom as the gunfire is unloading.
Another witness, Jennifer Place, describes her experience.
I was just inside my office and just heard a series of shots. I came out here and the barricades were already up and cops were pulling in and they told everybody to go back inside.
Some of what we've learned about Miriam Carey. She lived in Stamford, Connecticut. Her condo unit has been searched. Her family telling ABC News she may have been suffering from postpartum depression. Her mother said Miriam Carey had mental health issues after her baby was born a little more than a year ago, and she was hospitalized for them. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Some things are just better together. At Exxon and Mobil, we don't just sell gasoline. We fuel connections. Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically engineered to help your engine run more smoothly by helping to clean intake valves and by keeping fuel injectors clean. That means when you leave an Exxon and Mobil station, our gasoline will help your engine run smoother, reduce emissions, and even get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood, new bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo, new laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
On Wall Street, the government shutdown and upcoming debt ceiling debate taking its toll. The Dow lost 136 points yesterday, closing at 14,996. S&P fell 15 points. NASDAQ dropped 40. These are the sounds of Hurricane Sandy, which hit the East Coast last October. It has been a very quiet hurricane season for 2013. However, there's action in the Gulf. The latest on Tropical Storm Karen.
Moving northwest this morning at 10 miles an hour. Maximum winds of 60 miles an hour. Forecast to strike the central Gulf Coast sometime Saturday or Saturday night as a tropical storm.
That's meteorologist Rob Carolyn. A tropical storm warning in effect for Grand Isle, Louisiana, to the mouth of the Pearl River. Hurricane watch posted for Grand Isle to west of Destin, Florida. Mississippi and Louisiana have also issued emergency declarations as Tropical Storm Karen gets closer. Closing notes, first, baseball playoff action. Both of the best of five National League Division Series got going last night. Both games were lopsided. In St. Louis, Cardinals over the Pirates 9-1. In Atlanta, Dodgers beat the Braves 6-1. Both of the American League Division Series get started tonight. Red Sox hosting the Rays in Boston. The A's hosting the Tigers in Oakland. And finally, is it just a legend or is it real?
We've all had experiences that have changed our lives. I mean, literally shook the foundations of what we believe in.
That's Dennis Fole, who is with the Sasquatch Genome Project. And yes, he is talking about Bigfoot. He and his team held a news conference earlier this week with new claims that Bigfoot is real. A conclusion based on video clips and eyewitness accounts.
And it came through Adrian's visual sightings and Richard's visual sightings. And me and my family, we came across a large footprint in the Colorado mountains and things like that shook your reality.
Well, this group did show video clips of tall, hairy creatures, but some observers say one of the clips has been around since 2005. Listen, let's get real once and for all. Bigfoot is nothing but a legend. Lots of tall, hairy people walk around in the woods. Many of them have their own reality shows. It would be nice if we could distinguish between what's real and what isn't. Here, let me prove it. Hey, any of you Walking Dead zombies seen Bigfoot? Yeah, I didn't think so. All right, go back to what you were doing. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value in iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value in mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies, and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glinton has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine that doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.